Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week we're talking with Detective Charles Whittington of the Lawton Police Department. He's the detective that serves as the liaison to Crime Stoppers Drug Busters of Southwest Oklahoma. And he's here to talk with us about the program and its upcoming Moonlight Walk. Detective Whittington, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
What is Moonlight Walk?
Well, our Moonlight Walk with Crime Stoppers is our annual fundraiser. What we do is we sell sponsorships in reference to the event, and it is what it is. It's a Moonlight Walk out at Elmore Thomas Park, and it's for drug prevention. So we have a lot of community awareness as far as crime prevention and drug prevention, and that's what we like to promote with this walk. It's been going on for years and years, and I believe this is our 27th annual Moonlight Walk. So it's an event, like I said, held in Elmore Thomas Park. We have police cars set up. We have fire trucks set up. We have different agencies from Southwest Oklahoma come out and show their support for the resistance against drugs and alcohol with youth and educational events that we put on. So it's more public awareness.
How important is an event like Moonlight Walk, not just as a fundraiser, but as an awareness event, when you're talking about things like crime prevention and drug prevention in a community like Lawton?
Well, with Crime Stoppers, Crime Stoppers has been around since the late 70s. And so a lot of people know, you know, if you have information, you can call Crime Stoppers at 355-INFO. But there's a lot of youth that are coming up that are not aware of the Crime Stoppers numbers you can call, and that you can call in tips and prevent crime from happening if you know something. We have a lot of groups that come out from the schools, like the high schools, MacArthur, Eisenhower, Lawton High, have the bigger groups that come out with their ROTC groups and things like that. So it shows awareness among the youth and allows us to, you know, tell them about what we've been doing for the past years.
Do you find efforts to inform area youth successful? I guess more specifically, do you see youth-related crimes curbed somewhat when there is a better knowledge of Crime Stoppers?
With the way things are going in society today, you know, with the school shootings, with situations where if somebody may have seen something or heard something and spoke up previously, maybe something could have been prevented. And, you know, if we get a tip or something like that that comes up that stops something like that, that's fantastic. It's what the program's there for. It doesn't necessarily have to be with drugs or with alcohol. It can be any type of crime. But if we get the youth involved and get them to show that this is beneficial for them, not only, you know, a lot of times we get the typical snitches get stitches or something that someone would say, or I'm not a snitch, I don't call Crime Stoppers. But you're looking out for you and your neighborhood. You're looking out for your community. And if it turns out that you can possibly get a reward based off of some knowledge or information that you have, then so be it.
How tough is it for you to have that kind of pushback culturally sometimes, with some of the phrasing that you mentioned, in getting youth and other members of the community, maybe older members, to participate in the program when you have this counterbalance of cultural references say, no, don't do that, even though it's going to be helpful?
Sometimes it is tough, especially with the younger groups. And if you have, you know, younger people raising younger people, a lot of the older groups grew up with this. They grew up with Crime Stoppers. They grew up with McGruff. And they know that the balance of it, they know that it helps the community. So we go out there and we sponsor it, we push it. We advertise it, we talk to youth groups, we talk to radio stations like you guys. We come out and just tell what we're about. And if we can show results in the community and show results, or we have people that have called in and that have those results, it works out for everybody. So a lot of times with the kids, a lot of it's seeing is believing. So once we get one person to call in and they say, hey, you know, I did call Crime Stoppers and this happened, and, you know, it helps.
Shifting gears, let's go back to the event itself and talk about all the things that'll be going on for Moonlight Walk. There are entertainment aspects, fundraising aspects. What will attendees be able to enjoy if they come out for Moonlight Walk?
Well, if you do come out to the Moonlight Walk, which I do encourage you to do, as far as displays that are going to be out there, we have the Lawton Police Department will be out there with all of our tactical team, our dive team. The canine units are going to be showing a demonstration probably two or three times. We have different agencies, the Comanche County Sheriff's Department, Elgin, Altus will be out there because Crime Stoppers covers Southwest Oklahoma. So we have different entities from all across Southwest Oklahoma to come and set up with their police cars. We have food. I think Bar S is providing hot dogs for us out there, so we'll have hot dogs. It's all free. We have the fire department comes out with their smokehouse. We have a live band that's going to be out there that night, Signal 4, a local band that we have that plays out there. We have a lot of things going on at once. So I mean, and then the walk starts later that evening, so there's plenty to do. There's plenty to see.
Looking at the program in general, for those who may not know or be familiar with the program because we have such a transient population in this area, how does the Crime Stoppers program work?
Well, Crime Stoppers is is international. I mean, they are everywhere. Now, as far as our Crime Stoppers and Drug Busters of Southwest Oklahoma is housed out of the Lawton Police Department. But like you said and I advised earlier, we cover all of Southwest Oklahoma. So if somebody has a problem in Corn, Oklahoma, they can call and remain totally anonymous. They submit a tip either through telephone or online at our website, LawtonCrimeStoppers.com. And that information comes to me. I do some preliminary investigations reference to the tip, and then I send it to the appropriate agency, whether that's the Lawton Police Department, whether that's Comanche County Sheriff's Department, Elgin Police Department. It doesn't matter. Anywhere in Southwest Oklahoma that covers. And then once that tip comes back to me, if there is an arrest and or charges filed reference to that said tip, the information then goes to our board, and our board votes whether or not there's a possible reward that could go to that tipster. And like I said, you remain totally anonymous. The only way that anybody is ever going to know that you called Crime Stoppers is if you yourself tell them. When they call on our Crime Stopper cell phone, it shows up on my end as unknown. So I don't know who I'm talking to. 9 times out of 10, I could tell you if it's a man or a woman, but that's about it.
So how important is that anonymity for not only the integrity of the work that you do, but also maybe the safety of the person making the tip?
Our main goal is the anonymity and it's safety for the caller. We've had a lot of people that want to say something that don't because there could be retaliation, or it could be someone close to them. It could be family. It could be a close friend, and they know that if something was said that their name gets out, they could potentially have some type of retaliation. We stress that to the highest, that anonymity is key. When it goes to the detective that or other agency, they just know that there was a Crime Stoppers tip, and it's assigned a number. So tip number reference 12345, we had this information. And that's all they know. That's it.
And with that, we are unfortunately out of time. Detective Charles Whittington talking with us about Crime Stoppers Drug Busters of Southwest Oklahoma and the upcoming Moonlight Walk fundraiser. Detective Whittington, thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you very much for having me.
The Moonlight Walk will be held Friday, April 27th in Elmer Thomas Park in Lawton. The event will be held from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and is free to the public. For more information about the Moonlight Walk or the Crime Stoppers program, visit LawtonCrimeStoppers.com or find the program's page on Facebook. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit our website at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.